The Lepine City Council work session for Tuesday, November 24th, 2009 is called to order at 5:04 p.m. We'll start the roll call, please.
City Recorder Ramona Dallafau.
City Attorney Jeremy Green.
Mayor Kitty Shields.
Councilor Barbara Hedges.
Councilor Del Molina.
Councilman Douglas Ward.
Administrative Assistant Patty Morgan.
All right, we have all staff and all city council present. So, this is a work session on, originally it was called by Councilor Hedges because she wanted to discuss maybe hiring a manager. I went ahead and had it put on the agenda as city personnel and consultants because it occurred to me that there are options. We actually have potential options for whoever is the person steering the ship, I guess, or managing or administering city business. So, we don't have any information that came in our packet on that. It's just open discussion. Councilor Hedges, would you like to start?
Right. I've wanted from the beginning to have some kind of leadership in the council. Somebody in problems came up that knew right there who had the training, the law, everything that goes into it, and I was really frustrated for several months because I didn't know where to turn. And I mean, just for a quick question from somebody, and people out in the city and beyond ask about who's your city manager, and well, don't you really need one? And somebody who is here to go out in the public and take care of business that a city manager does. At all of the meetings and places that I go, there is somebody, a city manager or administrator, who is there giving information about the city, going around in the community and speaking to different groups and keeping them up to date on what is going on in the city, because there are so many rumors that are spread out here that, you know, you can't calm all of them, and they just go when you go, when you have a different meeting like CAG or different areas where they're talking about what is going on in the city. And we saw this issue come up and it hasn't been taken care of, and where are you, and why don't we have somebody out here telling us about it? And so that is why I have a desire to have a city manager, somebody at the helm who has the time to get out there and communicate with the public.
When you go to these meetings, is it always a city manager who's there?
Frequently. When I go, like the Deschutes Basin, city managers are there. When I went to the, when I go to dinners or different meetings, and there is always, it seems, a city manager or the mayor from every city who is there and speaks on behalf of the city. And it seems to make such a difference to have that. You know, Lepine is kind of down on the list, and if we could have somebody out there speaking for us. Because, you know, I'm a counselor, and that isn't held in the esteem that a mayor or a manager is.
It should be, because that's exactly what we've done, is, and that's what most of these organizations have asked for, is for us to send a representative. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so we assign counselors as a representative. We also have to look at the fact that we're a very small city. We don't have a huge budget so that we can hire someone to spend all of their time or a huge portion of their time going to meetings. And that is a big part of the reason why we do have counselor representatives going. So I don't know.
Well, it wouldn't be a big portion. I don't mean that that would be how they spend their time, because they do keep everything going for the city, but to be available, mm-hmm. you know, if you have a luncheon out there, a meeting, a group of people who want information about the city, we would have somebody who is there, who has been working within the city and has the information. I certainly don't feel qualified to go up before a group and say what the city is doing after just a few months.
I agree with Barbara and a lot of what she said. First off is that if I did not come prepared to speak about a city manager tonight, because it says city personnel consultants. So we should, if it was going to be a discussion about city manager, it should have said city manager. I think the discussion of whether or not we need a city manager doesn't really have to happen, because when we were at that town meeting, we took a poll on what the community wanted. They voted, it was an overwhelming majority of them stating that they wanted a city manager. In addition to that, I think that we kind of went around and said, and there was three of us at that time who decided that that was appropriate and that was something that we needed. Whether or not it's a city manager, what we need is an administrative head, because there is a hole. And then I think that's why that we are not functioning as well as maybe that we could. And I think that the mayor referred to, that there are options. In some cities, I think that the mayor holds that administrative role. Counselors go to the mayor when they have concerns, and usually that's a paid position, so that's maybe not, and it could not be a paid position, but that's I guess still within the same form of government, city manager, council type of thing. And but we do have a hole. We have an administrative hole. And we have counselors that we're not consistent in our attendance in the meetings. We have different counselors going to meetings. And so I think that if the same counselor is going to the same meeting, we have a consistency. We can use an example of the intersection on 97 and 1st, meaning how many of us have gone to the meetings. It's kind of a fractured effort. I think that we can be more effective if we regroup, we reorganize, and move from there. Also, I think that what we should do is that we should put this on our goals and put it as a first priority. With having a city manager in place, we can do it by July. We can do it step by step, and we think that we have plenty of time to plan. We can plan for we can plan for the salary range. I think that's set out in the ORS on exactly how you do that. We can start taking a look at the budget. We can start taking a look about how much we're going to need. Are we going to need to raise the tax rate? That sort of thing. And I think that from the town meeting, I got a consensus that replying was nodding yes, that if ever we're going to get a city manager and an effective management leadership and get us moving in the right direction, that they would be willing to pay for, not only a tax rate or a business tax. That was my impression. I don't know. I'm sure when once that's proposed, I'm sure we'll get a lot of opinions on whether or not that's true. So just think if I came prepared to speak about a city manager.
I think first of all, we need to identify our needs, and my opinion, you're absolutely correct. There is a hole. There is a hole in city operation, how things are in our direction, in how we operate as a city. And that is because we have never put in place our policies and procedures. We don't have procedural manuals. And I think we need to identify our needs and then the best way to meet those needs. I need to back up a little bit here, too. I need to back up just about 3 years. When the city incorporated, there was one councilor in particular who pushed and pushed and pushed on the issue of getting a manager. That this was very, very important. We had to have a manager, and this particular councilor pushed and convinced everyone else, and we finally hired a manager. And we got what we hired. We got a manager. What we needed was someone to guide us in taking the steps that we need to take to get this city's operational procedures set up. That counselor was me. And I look back now and I go, I don't want to make that mistake again. I do see it as a mistake. It was not fair to our manager. Our manager came to manage. We didn't have anything to manage. We did in the interview process and everything think that we were getting the person who was going to help us set up the city. It was clear that we didn't have all of these procedures and processes in place. But it just didn't end up working that way, and looking back, I can understand why. When you're a city, you get hit with things, you respond to them, the manager responded in the way a manager would respond. That was the manager's training. And so all of this time has gone by, and we still don't have our internal operating procedures in place. I'm not so sure that a manager is the person to do that, because again, managers manage. They don't set up cities. We don't know who sets up cities. It doesn't happen that often. So I think what we need is someone to help us identify our needs. League of Oregon Cities comes to mind. I know Jeremy had a couple of ideas. We mentioned League of Oregon Cities. And anyway, we need to identify our needs and determine where we can get the best help for that. Do you want to say anything?
I think you captured it. You know, I think there are a variety of directions or avenues that you could go. If it was just getting information, there's quite a valuable resource in some of these other newly incorporated cities like Damascus and Happy Valley, or not Damascus rather, but Damascus and Happy Valley, who have recently incorporated. They obviously have gone through the same growing pains, and so making some contact with their city manager, with their city council as to what they went through, what steps they took to get their infrastructure in place and get some of these policies and procedures, as Kitty has hit on, in place as well. League of Oregon Cities, I think, provides an invaluable resource. I think that we need to start looking at some of these relatively inexpensive resources before going out and hiring a consultant. I'm not referring to a city manager, but I know that the other idea was trying to find a consultant to employ to give us this direction. I don't think we need to go there. I don't even know if such a consultant exists, but I think we've got a lot of free resources that are available. We just need to ask for those.
Okay, what have I heard from you, Councilor Ward?
I usually get to go first, but I'll be last. A city manager is an administrative position that the city's going to need someday. Whether that day is our next budget cycle, which begins July 1st of next year, or the year after that, or whenever. I think what we need to do is first identify what the goals and priorities for the next cycle, next yearly cycle, are going to be. Once we identify those, we can say, well, do we need a city manager to manage these, or do we not need a, do we need a consultant to manage these? Do we need a full-time manager, a part-time manager? I think we need to look at what's on our plate first. We're a building city. We don't have all of our departments put together yet. The definition of a manager is a person who manages what's going on within the operation. The operation is the city. It would be foolish to hire a full-time manager to manage a part-time city. Now, that's not to say we couldn't get somebody in that job not full-time. Or, like you suggested, possibly a consultant or an advisor. I'm not sure, like Jeremy, if there's even such a thing out there. I don't know. But I would say two things. We need to identify our needs for the following year and then act accordingly. If we need, because of what's done and what's happening, a city manager, then we should have one. If we don't need one, then we don't need to have one. We can have something else or what we have right now today. But it's most important that we make a decision by no later than April of next year, so that if we do have to have some additional staff, we have ample time to find the appropriate person before the July deadline. And also, very importantly, that if we do hire somebody, they have to have a guideline. They have to have a work description signed by the city and signed by the employee, so that we don't have someone that's just running all over the place doing whatever they want to do. So that's my opinion. Thank you very much.
They're doing whatever they think they should do because there's nothing telling them what to do.
Yeah. Well, there are cities to the north and south who have had city managers and they haven't worked out. They have dismissed them. All kinds around there. You look in the League of Oregon Cities book and you see advertisements in there all the time. I do not like the idea of always putting off, and even if we started in April, that is not enough time to get the word out for what we want. And even if we were to look for a city administrator, which would not cost as much, but would still be at the helm of the city. And I just do not like the idea of always saying, well, we'll see how this goes and we'll see how this goes, and then we get nothing done.
Well, I think that's why we're having this discussion, so that we can identify our needs. Do we know what it is that we're missing to function as a city? We need to identify that.
I think that you and I agree that it's administrative leadership.
No.
Okay, so...
Where is possibly administrative leadership? If we can find an administrator who knows what it takes to set up the city, to get all of the... Well, you and I talked before about, you have procedure manuals, different departments and everything in the city of Bend. I mentioned that to you. Don't you have, manuals that you can refer to tell you how you do your job in a certain position, part of the city or whatever? We don't have any of that kind of stuff in place. I don't even know exactly how to phrase it. But I know that when I was working for the Air Force, we had, if there was a question on the procedure for something, there was always a manual you could go to and find it. We need to establish all of that stuff for this city. We need to
I don't think that manuals and procedures would take a place of a strong leadership. I think because those always can be interpreted in several different ways. One person would think that it would be interpreted one way and another, and who's going to decide which one is the right one? So, I mean, and not everything functions like the Air Force. I think that's pretty restrictive. But I think in city government or in companies, you know, there is room for interpretation. I don't understand when we had the town meeting with such an overwhelming request and response, and how can the city act responsibly in answer to those requests without even considering seriously someone in that administrative role. Now, I don't know where this consultant business has come in. What exactly do you foresee that a consultant would do?
Do the research to find out what it is that a city needs to have, the rules and regulations they need to have in place to operate as a city. Maybe it doesn't have to be a consultant. Maybe Luana can do that. Or Patty. You know, I think we just need to step back and maybe like Jeremy's suggestion of going to other cities like Damascus, who incorporated in 2004, Luana? 2004?
I think so. Yeah.
And, you know, see what all they, in fact, it was 2004. And at the 2007 League of Oregon Cities Convention that was held in Bend, I talked with the then manager of Damascus and asked him how things were going and asked him for some insight. He said, "Don't ask us." He said, "Everything was done wrong when this city first started out, and we had to go back and redo a lot of it." And he said, "We're still doing that." So let's assume that maybe they have all of that figured out now, and that might be an excellent resource. The message there is that it is a struggle to start up a city, and there's no guideline for it. League of Oregon Cities has an excellent guideline for everything leading up to incorporation, and then boom, that's it. Yeah, nothing, no roadmap from there on. And we still have not found our roadmap. So who's the person to do that for us?
Well, this is what people learn when they get a degree in city administration, and they have the background there, but you haven't convinced me that we don't need somebody at the helm. Every firm, every place has somebody who is leading and directing the business, no matter how small it is. There's somebody like Adele says, there was a large number of people who favor having a leadership.
Well, remember now, when our prior city manager, she spent a lot of PR time. She spent a lot of time going to meetings and luncheons and school functions and things like that. And that's fine and dandy, but that's a very minuscule part of her job. Mm-hmm. To me, who runs the city is the four of us that are sitting right here. And we would direct a city manager to do the things that we think need to be done, not leave that up to the city manager to decide what she wants to do or he wants to do. That means that you have to have a guideline. That means that you have to have a work directive. Now, I 100% agree that we need a city manager. I'm just not quite so sure when we need a city manager. When we need it is the important thing. If there's nothing to manage, then we don't need anybody. But there's a whole bunch to manage. And, you know, this year, we've had a ton of stuff on our plate. We've had just tons of stuff. And so far, we've been able to get it all done. It might look like it's a little slow, and the snow snuck up on us on Cable Road, but, hey, those things happen. But we don't have a city manager. We haven't had one. But we were still functioning, and we're still getting things done, and we're still following the guidelines that are set down to us by the state of Oregon, which those are the things that we have to do first. So, yes, we need a city manager. Full-time or part-time? I don't know. When? I don't know. Maybe we're going to need one next July. But when I said April, that's just an arbitrary date. It could be any time that we, earlier than that, that we could begin the process. And you're probably right, 3 months is probably not long enough. But April was just a month that, you know, was convenient for me. But
I think I have the solution.
Okay.
Hire somebody with experience.
They come at a pretty high price. I want to say something here. I thank you, Deb, for that. I may have not made myself clear when I said I don't want to make that same mistake again in hiring a manager. I don't want to make the same mistake again of hiring a manager prematurely. And Doug, I think, kind of substantiated that for me. We need to have something for a manager to manage. We didn't have that before. We still don't have it. We need to identify what it is that we need to have in place. And that, once we identify those needs, that will help us to put a timeline on it. It's when you look at, you know, manager qualifications or city administrator qualifications and everything, they have those qualifications to manage or administrate what you have in place. They don't go back and set up what you're missing. We need to get some guidance on that. We needed to get some guidance on that 2 years ago, 3 years ago. We were very busy doing all the
things we came at us. Busy and start getting some guidelines.
Would it be helpful if we invited somebody from the city up in city manager's office to come and talk to us about what the functions and how they what their role is?
Sure. I think we need to look at everything that's out there for us. A manager, a part-time manager, that may be just what we need. If it's the person who can identify what is still missing in the startup of our city. Maybe it's an administrator. Maybe it is a consultant. We don't know what consultants are qualified to do. Maybe we should ask. Maybe it is additional assistance from League of Oregon Cities. Phone call to them to find out what kind of guidance they think they might have in-house that they could give us, or maybe they have some suggestions of where we could go. But, you know, I don't think it's wise to just say, we need somebody here running things, when we're not real clear on what it is yet that we're running.
Well, we've been so late on so many things, and the thing comes up and then we're rushing, trying to figure out a way to get this done, like the plowing and the road grading and different things that are going on. I just feel a big wrap. I think that we could move ahead much easier with somebody who is directing it. And I'm sure there are very qualified people out there. If we were to just look, instead of saying, no, we don't have anybody and we can't find anybody, and what good is it going to do? But I would rather have somebody who is dedicated to the city rather than a consultant who doesn't have that keen interest in what we need and who we are, and it's kind of frustrating to me.
As far as always being in the hurry up and got to get this done mode, that's always been that way. That was that way when we had a manager.
But we keep going back to this one manager who evidently didn't work out, and that doesn't mean another one wouldn't. So,
right.
I mean...
Well, and that's why we're looking at all options. Like I said, I'm very reluctant because I thought that was kind of unfair. We didn't know it at the time to put a manager in that mm-hmm. position. I don't know if we want to go there again. So
why don't we do the same thing that we did on the business license thing and contact 5 other Oregon cities that are like-sized cities to us that have been in existence 5 years or less, that have roughly the same population. And I can do this again because I did the other survey, and I can get the names from the League of Oregon Cities, and just I can call them up and simply ask them, how is your city manager work out? I naturally wouldn't talk to the city manager, I'd talk to the mayor. That'd be kind of dumb. And get a consensus. You became a city 6 years ago. When did you hire a manager? You know, we have some real, real important and delicate things coming up for next year. Things that if we act on them promptly and correctly, we're probably going to need a city manager to manage them. Because we've got the sewer and water, and we've got the codes, and that traffic thing. I don't know, do we need a full-time person to do that? Do we need a part-time? Here in La Pine, there is a vast resource of retired talent that's here that are doing nothing but watching TV. Maybe, hey, I'm retired, I watch a lot of TV. Maybe we can talk one of those people to. But it's a dollar and cents fact we can't do anything until next budget cycle because we haven't budgeted the money for this, and that's all money that has to be budgeted by next year. That's why I say again, we need to know what's on our plate for next year so that we can budget accordingly. If we need a city manager, we're going to have to budget for it, and you're probably right, probably going to have to kick the tax rate up again to pay for it. But if we have to, we have to. That's all there is to it.
Well, then we're right back to identify our needs.
I have a question, though.
Yes.
After all of your work on the business license, where has it gone? Why aren't we working on that, too? Everything seems to be talked about and then put away in the cupboard.
Well, unfortunately, I don't have an answer for that. I was asked to do a survey and do a job and report my findings mm-hmm. and put them in paper and distribute them to everybody, which is what I did. Now, I strongly, strongly, strongly advocated, if you remember, that we implement a business license mm-hmm. fee, but it never happened.
You did an excellent job.
Huh?
You did an excellent job on that.
But why it hasn't happened, I don't know. And, I will guarantee you, though, that it's going to happen. It has to happen. We put it in the budget, and we're not collecting any money for it, and that's not right. It'll have to happen sooner or later. Just like the city manager, it will have to happen sooner or later. I would prefer sooner than later.
Barbara, the answer to the business license is you all need to direct staff to pop it on the agenda and get it resolved. The last time we had a discussion on that business license, there were some concerns expressed about implementation of the business license, and it's been postponed to have further discussion. So if you want to get that implemented or to discontinue any further consideration of the business license, we need to have that meeting.
Definitely. We talked about doing that, and that's another one of my things that I don't quite understand, that instead of just saying we need to talk about this or put it on the agenda, I have to say do it. So
schedule it.
I would like to have it on the agenda.
No, you say do it.
and we do have a procedure for that.
It's in our council rules and procedures, right? You know, if any councillor can get something put on the agenda. Councillor or two councillors?
Do we do that at a meeting like this, or do we do it in writing?
You can,
or both,
you,
or either one.
You can request it at a meeting. I think everyone probably needs to go back and reread their council rules and procedures that they were given with the orientation packet when they became councillors.
Because we're still on,
but I need to reread it.
We were from 2004, and we are a little different now. So, yes, standpoint.
So far we've talked for almost 40 minutes, and we moved or have come to any forward motion. And before we leave this meeting or this work session, I think that wherever it may be, I think that we want to take one step in one direction, in whichever direction that the council.
My recommendation would be what Adele has suggested. I think getting the city councilors informed as to what the city manager is to do and what their capacity is in the city would be invaluable to the city council. And I'd be willing to bet that Eric would come down here and talk with all of you.
Okay. The sooner the better.
Okay, we can do that, and then I like Doug's idea, contact other cities, the newest cities, and...
Do you want me to do that?
I think that's a good idea.
Sure.
It's a great idea, Doug.
Okay, then, we should direct Luana to, or Jeremy, one of the two, or our mayor, to put together an outline of what we're looking at for next year so that we have an idea of what projects we're going to be looking at in relation to whether or not we have to hire a city manager. We need those two things. We can't do one without the other. You can't row the boat if you don't have any oars. That's good. And then we can make a decision based upon the facts and move forward.
All right.
And I'll be more than happy to do that survey. That's not a problem. I can have it done by the next meeting.
Great.
It only takes a couple of hours on the telephone.
Well, you know, thank you for offering to do that. But I don't know really how effective that would be. I mean, a city manager serve, and it says it in the ORS, at the pleasure of the council. So it's...
Yeah, but you would be surprised at the comments that I got from the city managers that I called in reference to the business license, for which they had nothing to do with putting that business license together, but they had to implement what the council gave them. You would be surprised some of the comments I got. And I would get the same comments from the mayor about how the city manager is doing. It just will come in reverse.
So we're going to be asking about their performance?
Basic general questions of, after you were incorporated, how long did it take you to hire a city manager? How long was it easy to find one? Was it hard to find one? If you had more than one, if you had two, how do they do? Is there enough work for them full time? Is there enough work for them part time? I mean, there's lots of questions that can be asked, and that information flow is very easy once you ask the question.
Can I suggest something, Doug? I think the question should be more direct to our present issue. As far as, you know, in particular Damascus or Happy Valley, when you employed your city manager, what were their initial focus and what initial duties and responsibilities were they charged with?
That's the group that I was.
Exactly.
Yeah. Sure, just like I did the other survey, I was to sit down and I got a form of, you know, what's pertinent, what's not pertinent,
sure,
and go from there. And all it is information. The more information you have, the better decision you can make.
Sure.
Okay, so I would be in favor of timelines. We're not going to drag this thing out forever.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm in favor of that too.
Okay.
So what is your idea of a timeline?
Well, I would say that we be committed to have this as a work session until make a final decision, probably no later than February. Or maybe, I think, or maybe sooner than that.
Well, see,
so that'll give us enough time to do all the projected numbers, what we can offer this person, what's going to have to change.
Okay, seeing as how it's the holidays, why don't we set a date of the last council meeting in the month of January?
Okay.
That would be the third week of the month. That gives us a month and a half, almost 2 months, to put all of this together. And if Luana does her part and Jeremy does his part and I do my part, we can put it all together and we can make a decision.
Okay.
Last
meeting in January?
Yeah, and we'll do it at a regular work session.
That's a good idea.
Thank you very much.
But the only thing if we do it at a work session is that we don't, that won't allow for public comment.
We can move it forward.
We roll it into
Roll it over to the next one.
All right.
Sure.
So then we're committed to speak about that at the work session.
Yes.
And roll it over each and every time for public comment.
Yes.
Yeah, I think what we're doing is identifying our needs so that we will know exactly what it is that we need to spend the people's money on.
Okay, so my task is to get Eric or Courtney down there, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And Luana, you're going to contact, you and Patty contact League of Oregon Cities.
And I've been meeting with Eric in a couple weeks, so I'll talk to him about it as well then.
Okay.
Between the two of us, I think we can put enough pressure on him.
Yeah, I used to work for him.
And about you, you're likely to come across cities too that have an administrator rather than a manager.
Interchangeable terms.
Sort of.
One's the same as the other.
Yeah. Okay.
It just depends on your job description. You call him a manager, you call him an administrator. It just depends on his job description, what he has to do. It's all the same thing.
Right, okay.
Do we have to vote or do anything on this?
Mm-hmm.
No. Nope.
All right, then on the same vein, I would like us to finish up with Luana's job description, which came to a halt also.
It passed. She has a job description.
It was not all correct. I thought that we were going to have changes to it. Because there were things in there that I know you said you had things that were crossed out. I did. I thought it was going to be redone.
So can we pull the meetings, the minutes, I guess, and verify whether or not that requires further discussion or if it was passed?
Well, it was passed.
It was passed. But it doesn't mean you can't revisit it. You can open it back up.
I believe you and I were talking by phone when I crossed out some things that I commented on that I don't think Luana is there yet in what we would consider a manager capacity.
Right. It was.
But we already have passed the.
Well, I just know that I had all of these things and I don't remember ever going through and talking about them.
Who would be responsible for writing a job description for a city manager?
I'll write it.
Would that come from you?
I'll write it with the four of you in conjunction.
But the basic outline would come to you first.
Absolutely, and then you'd have input and we'd together massage it to ultimately come to a work description that's agreeable to all of us.
And, you know, and on that, when I attended the hiring for the fire chief, they had panels. They had a community panel, a technical panel, and something. And I think that we should certainly involve the community and the, a technical piece, and so that we do get a good hire.
Once the decision is made, I would suggest if we do decide, or if you decide to go forward with the employment of city manager, that you form a committee and you actually have some formal structure set up as to how or what steps need to be taken to ultimately employ a city manager.
All right. So everybody got a handout here too. I just wanted to comment. There was at the town hall meeting,
got all kinds of good input, comments, and suggestions and such, and some that I think were a little misguided. One of the comments that we heard a couple of times was that hiring a city manager would save us a lot of money in attorney fees. And I don't believe I commented at the time, but I'm thinking, city manager, no one is a substitute for legal advice and guidance. So I asked Verona to do up a comparison for us in the last 10 months, in the first 10 months of this year, of our attorney fees, and the last 10 months that the city manager was here. And actually, we spent more in a 10-month period with the city manager on attorney fees than we did in a 10-month period without a city manager. And the attorney fees are all, they just depend on what we have going on and what we need guidance on that you need a legal opinion on. And a manager just simply is no replacement for that. I just wanted to clarify that having a manager is not going to save on attorney fees. They are two completely different things. You have one and you have the other.
I disagree. I think that it would probably, the right city manager, an experienced city manager, would probably take a lot off of Jeremy's plate. And I think that we really, really ought to get away from comparing our last experience with the city manager, quit referring to it, because that's behind us. And I think that is kind of dangerous, because it always comes to that we just get this close to talking about job performance and that sort of thing, and that would be an inappropriate discussion. We always come this close, and I think we should just clear away from that and just move in another direction, because it makes me uncomfortable to keep going to our last experience.
The reason I bring it up is because we didn't have that clarification in place for our manager. And I'm talking generically in terms of a manager. And, we do have the proof here. And yes, thank you for bringing that up. What you said, there's a lot to what you said, that the prior city manager maybe consulted the attorney a lot more than was necessary. For whatever reasons, those reasons might be because we didn't have certain guidelines in place. I'm quite sure that's what it is. So we're right back to where we started. We need to get our operational procedures set up. Can a person trained to be a city manager help us do that? We don't know. We're going to do our investigating and find out. But to make a blanket statement that having a city manager is going to save us a whole lot of money, it's just a little bit misleading. There's also the fact that, and I'm sure Jeremy can speak to this because he's the attorney for two other cities too, we are still a brand new city and we have needs that established cities don't have. I don't know, like working for John Day, I'm going to go out on a limb here and suggest they don't have the attorney costs that we have.
No. No, and that's a function, obviously, is a function of where you're at in the startup phases. You're still trying to get your housekeeping in order, so you can't compare the city of La Pine to well-established cities that have been operational for 20, 30, 50, 80 years, whatever it might be. That's just not a fair comparison. But I think the bottom line is Adele's comment is sound.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got a well-versed, experienced city manager, there are things that I'm currently doing that I might not be doing.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you want to be, and that's where you should strive to be. But right now, that's not in the cards, and so there is some gap filling. We all know that. there's some gap filling that I'm doing because we don't have a city manager on board. But I think what Kitty was trying to establish is just that a blanket comparison between last year and this year that we're spending more money is not true. In fact, it looks like it's $28,000 is how much the city is under the legal fees that were spent last year.
Right.
But anyway, so yes, I think if you focus in on and you get the experienced city manager, if that's the direction you go, there should be some projects, some day-to-day things that are removed from my plate and done internally.
That's where we want to get to, part of where we want to get to.
So now that you opened up this discussion, I'd like to talk about the records request that we received regarding the attorney fees.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering why it would be so high and why that we wouldn't be able to somehow mitigate the cost. And when I say mitigate, it's not setting a separate fee
sure.
for somebody else. It would be having your paralegal go ahead and do that. I know when I worked as that was one of, you know, doing, we went through boxes of the evidence pulling out attorney-client
sure.
privilege.
Sure. So you've got, there's multiple facets or parts to your question, and I'll focus one at a time. As far as the public records request, there was a record request made for invoices, copies of invoices.
Mm-hmm.
My presumption is that it has something to do with the city manager issue, but be it as it may, the bottom line is there are costs that we will incur, the firm, and ultimately the city, to go through the city invoices, the invoices that we're submitting to redact confidential information.
Right.
We've got a set flat rate. The number that was given, $100, is an estimate. It could be less. It could be a lot less. It could be more. What Luana is attempting to do is identify a reasonable projected amount. And if, in fact, the costs are less, the requester would only be asked to pay the actual amount.
Right.
As far as having staff, there's no way that we would have staff determine what is confidential information, what is not. I don't think the city council would want staff, our staff that is, to make that determination. I don't see any prudence in it. The alternative is to have another attorney in the office do it, presumably at a lower rate, but we don't have lower rates. We have flat rates as identified in our RFP. So
another thought is that maybe your paralegal could go through it and then you come back. And then that would also mitigate the cost.
It doesn't, because ultimately I've got to go back through and look through what she's reviewed to make a determination as to whether or not she was right or wrong. It just doesn't work, Adele. It really doesn't. I mean, we've dealt with these before. I mean, they happen. And I don't think, ultimately, it's the shareholders in our firm that would make that call. There's too much risk, not only for... if there's sensitive or confidential information in an invoice that the city does not want to get out to the general public,
mm-hmm.
it needs to be redacted.
Right.
Unless you, as a city council, decide to waive that privilege, which you hold. I mean, I don't hold the privilege.
I don't think that would even be considered, though.
Do you see what I'm saying?
It's an option.
What,
right.
to waive the privilege?
Right.
Exactly. So that what it necessitates is the time going through the invoices. Again, the $100 figure is an estimate. It could be less. It could be more. Presumably, it won't be more. But, there's no way else to deal with the issue. That's what we do. We project costs. That's what you're supposed to do under the statute, is give them a reasonable estimate. In fact, the city has the ability to actually ask for a deposit to get the money in advance. And if, in fact, the actual cost to the city were less than that were projected, there's a refund.
If someone comes to City Hall
mm-hmm.
and requests information that is public record,
right.
they have every right in the world to request whatever they want.
Sure.
And if, as long as that information is not in some kind of confidential manner that would compromise something or somebody, then it's our obligation under the law and a moral obligation to give that information out. But if compiling that information ends up costing the city dollars over and above normal operational expenses, And that person who requests that information should be charged that amount of money that it costs the city over and above budgeting process to produce it. And at that point, the person can say, well, yes, I'd like the information, and it's $100, it's $20, here's the check. And then we will say, this is the date we can get that information to you.
Yeah,
it's very simple.
It is. And it's
now, to back up just for a couple of seconds here on this. You know, a lot of our 209 legal expenses have gone up because of factors beyond our control.
Sure.
I mean, last month we spent an extra $4,000 on legal expenses on a project that got screwed up because of no fault of our own.
Yeah,
but we paid it because it was a community commitment.
That's right.
And that happens. You can't, you know, gee, it happens. That's just the way it is. We spend a lot of money on attorney fees. But as a new startup city, we have to spend a lot of money. The longer the city goes in life, the lower the attorney fees are going to go because there's going to be less for you to do.
That's right.
But we have to get through that. That's why we budgeted $130,000 for legal fees, because we wanted to make sure we had enough money in the budget to pay for everything. And hopefully we're going to come in a little under that. That was the original plan.
And based on your numbers here, assuming we don't have any more projects.
Well, we have some more disasters like last month.
Well, it looks like you're there. I mean, you are.
I hope so.
You never know. But
you plan real carefully and real diligently.
That's right.
But things happen. Things happen that we have no control over, and somebody has to pay the price, and we elected to do it for the good of the community.
And another example of that is that situation we had with the comp plan. So it happens. It happens. But getting back to the public records process, you are correct, Doug. Your summary is correct. There are exemptions. Not all records that the city maintains and has is open to public inspection. There are certain records that are exempt from disclosure. So the bottom line is, you know, when we get a public, there's a public records request process that Luana is very familiar with. Someone fills out the form. Luana, at times with my assistance, makes a determination as to whether or not these are records that can in fact be distributed to the general public. She then estimates the charges. If the charge is going to be over $25, she's got, under state law, an obligation to provide them written notice of such charges. The person then who's making the request has the opportunity to, after she has an estimate of the charges, make the decision as to whether or not to continue with the request. At that time, the city can, in fact, require a deposit. And if a deposit is made, we move forward. If a deposit is not made, you know, we don't obviously have to move forward, but there is a formal process that we go through. The city has, in my opinion, obviously I have not been intimately involved with the public records request process. Luana and Patty have done a great job trying to get the records to the requester in a very prompt and efficient fashion. And we will continue to do so.
And that brings up another point I wanted to make, is that I was a little, I don't know how to describe it, I'll just say it. I was a little surprised on how the city's response was, because it felt like, and I'm not directing it to you, it felt like it, that it didn't appear to be as, we should be as transparent as we should have, and we have to be cautious.
Are you directing this, who are you directing the comment to?
To staff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I wasn't in last week. I wasn't involved in it.
I'm not sending anybody out.
I mean, my supervisor told me
the request we had for attorney's fees, I felt their response was not, didn't appear to have the attitude of the transparency. And it made me uncomfortable. And so I just want to caution staff is that, as far as I'm concerned, is that we be completely transparent.
Do we change the form?
I said response to the request.
Which is interesting, Adele, because Luana, when she gets a request, in particular this request, she called both Kitty and myself.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing that was made clear was the issue of transparency. And it was very, in no uncertain terms, it was identified that The motivation is immaterial. We don't care what the motivation is. We don't ask for motivation. But if the records are available for public review, they are records that are not otherwise exempt or confidential, privileged, they go out, period. And so I actually have perceived Luana's responses to be very timely and anything but transparent. That's been my impression, and I think Kitty would probably say the same.
This is the first one I've reviewed. I didn't even know it came unless the requester emailed us. It caused me concern that it did not appear to be as I would have liked to have been portrayed as being completely forthcoming, completely transparent.
I just want you to know that it's not my job to be the final say-so on records request. That's my supervisor, city recorder position. That's what I've been informed of. I process them, but I don't have any final say on them, and I don't do the final preparation. That's not something I'm authorized to do.
Okay. Well, I like Luana's question, is does the form need to be different or what? Because I don't understand why you would see it as making us not appear to be transparent. It was just a very ordinary, perfunctory form. What exactly was it about the response that...
I think that they said that they could not meet the time frame, that and then they put the estimated amount.
Which is more than appropriate.
Right, but I'm just telling you that this is specifically that it didn't... in reviewing it, in thinking back, though, is that the only thing that I did have was the... we did have the forms. No, I stand firm that it did not... the response I felt was not, did not reflect that attitude. And I'll take another look at it, and I will specifically.
I'll look at it too with that in mind, because it didn't strike me that way at all. But I'll look at it.
Well, I'm glad that wasn't the case.
And I want to back up a little bit here too, since I fell on these attorney fees comparisons too, and I want to point out to everyone that there is an awful lot of stuff that the city has never been billed for by this law firm, and from the very beginning, and it's still, I hope I don't embarrass you, Jeremy. there's a lot that we don't get billed for. I will look at sometimes through the billings and think, I know that Jeremy couldn't have come down here for the meeting, spent all of that time, gotten back home. There's something missing here. And then I'll realize that it's the 20 minutes or 40 minutes that I stayed after the meeting talking with Jeremy and working through some things that he never billed for. This has happened a lot. Sometimes I'll look through billings and a date will strike me up. Geez, I know I emailed Jeremy a couple of times on that day. It's not billed. I don't know what criteria he uses, but there are a lot of times that he just simply does not bill us. I think the law firm, they've always been generous with us. I think they see that we are a startup city. We're struggling through a lot of things, and they're helping us. And incidentally, that's another thing, too, with this particular law firm. How long, Luana, before even getting paid after we first engaged them?
Until the taxes came in November, so it was from February 1st till the November tax money came in.
Yeah, they worked for us and jumped through hoops and did everything that we needed for our law firm to do for 10 months,
10.
Anyway, it was a lot of money, and they did that all in good faith, just on our promise that you're going to get paid. So, anyway, I just wanted to throw that out there. We we do incur a lot of legal expense as a brand new city, and it will go on for a while yet, until, like Councilor Ward pointed out, it will gradually start going down the other way.
It will. Unless the world caves in. And it might do that next year, who knows?
Could happen.
Well, nothing. I just, Adele, after the meeting, let's talk and
okay.
get more clarification. I want to make sure that the communication between, what I think the staff would echo this, between the city council staff and the city attorney is solid. Obviously, it's impossible and it's impractical to assume that all four of you are going to be up to date on all the, you know, current issues and items that the city is dealing with, but we definitely can do a better job of communicating with all of you so that, you know, you don't necessarily get blindsided by things, at least significant.
Yeah, I really feel that I'm not really privy to a lot of communication, and I think that could either be, we could do that in either a report. I know that the city of Bend city manager does a report every week, which consists of what was the major, who came in, kind of the major points,
sure.
who came in, what are the issues, what's coming down the pike, what are people concerned about?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think that was our objective, if you remember, Kitty. I don't think the three of you were on board this time, but with our staff reports, mm-hmm. the idea was that at every city council meeting, there would be a running staff report identifying some of those issues, some of the important communications that maybe the city manager or city staff had, maybe updates on contracts. I mean,
Perhaps.
All of that, in my opinion, should be captured in a staff report and available to you every other week. The reason why I think it's not being done, and I can't speak for Luana, but I believe she's just tapped out.
We had requested that, and I think we got one or two reports a few months ago, and it didn't continue. So,
right.
And it was helpful.
And so maybe that needs to be made a priority.
Another thing, now that we're having a frank discussion, is that I think that you might be taking some heat on the decision of maybe our staff to put things that they could do on their own, such as the letter writing, the thank you letter writing, the that sort of thing. And maybe that council should consider policies on when, on the issues that should be brought before city council, I mean, brought before the city attorney, and what shouldn't. If it's a matter of phrasing letters, I mean, a thank you letter really doesn't have any legal ramifications.
I think you're right, because we're talking about ways to minimize legal fees. That would be one way to do it. Mm-hmm. But then I think the direction needs to be directed, obviously, to staff, that's what your expectation is, unless the staff, in their reasonable, you know, discretionary judgment, determines that there is some underlying legal issue. But other than that, I don't want to be involved. That's not my role.
Right.
With the other cities, I don't review those letters, not unless there's some legal implication. And I think that's where we need to get.
And that's part of our procedural kind of stuff that we need to have in writing. We need to have this down. Such and such sort of thing is handled this way, and other things handled that way.
And frankly, Kitty, though, I know.
I know that's real detailed.
There is, even though we don't have written formal procedures, implicitly it's understood. I mean, some of these things go without saying.
Right.
But anyway. So it looks like we've got a lot of work ahead of us.
What else is there?
Yeah, but we made progress today, and we'll move forward.
Great. So we will have the business license on the agenda. Where do I have to go?
It's up to you all.
Well, we have.
I think after the work that Doug did and the fact that we have agreed that we should have it on there and get it started. The first of the year is a good time to hit all these businesses with
a discussion on whether or not that it should be passed,
right?
My suggestion would be that we throw it in January then.
Yes.
I mean, frankly, no, well, obviously November's gone. December's going to be a little bit of a circus for all of us, I presume. So I would suggest that we go work session in January, followed by regular session if necessary.
So, so do we need to move the city manager's discussion to the regular agenda so that we can put that in, amend our goals? To put that as a goal.
The employment of a city manager?
No, we had a goal of deciding whether or not there's going to be a hire. That was the end of January.
I would say that in that January meeting, if all of the information that we've all promised to bring to the table is there, and we can make a intelligent decision, yes, we should move it to the regular meeting session, and we should take a vote as to whether we are going to proceed with a city manager or not a city manager. But it's absolutely important that all the information is processed first. We can't, you know, we have to have from Luana, from me, from you, from everybody, so we can put it together and look at it and make a decision. Do we need to do this or don't we? And if we do, then we move it and we do it.
I don't believe
in pushing everything back.
Well, and I think that's your concern, correct? You don't want this to fall through the cracks?
No, we want to do it and get it in process and make a decision and do it.
Right, okay. We have already established that this is an ongoing work session, that it will be at our next meeting.
Okay.
And so does that satisfy you that, you know?
Right, so there's going to be a work session until the end of January, and I think we're in agreement, I'm not sticking words in anybody's mouth, that at every work session it be rolled over to the agenda so that would allow for public comment. Was that right?
Yeah, that sounds good. But then we're talking about the last meeting of January. Is that
well,
correct?
Not just one 21. Meeting, though, but we would be all from the meetings from now until the end of January.
Okay.
In
January.
Okay. Let me get this straight. You want this moved over to the regular session tonight for public comment?
No.
Okay. Because we all have, we're going to come back with information.
Yes, we need another work session.
Okay.
And maybe another work session after that.
Right, okay.
Depends on how it goes.
Okay. You just want to be sure that we don't drop the work session.
We're
doing
it
every time.
Yes,
okay.
Yes, we want to do it. Get it done.
All right. So, any other questions, clarification needed on that? Everyone know where we're heading? All right, then. I will call for a motion to adjourn the work session.
I would so move.
I second it.
The move is seconded. Roll call vote.
Councilor Ward, yes.
Councilor Moylan, yes.
Councilor Hedges, yes.
Mayor Shields, yes. Work session is adjourned at, at 6:16 p.m. All right,
Okay,
to move on in.
I'm so hungry, I cannot understand myself. I was expecting pizza.
Okay, have some does anyone need a break, or should we move on into the next meeting?
I think we should move right up.
Move on. All right. All right, the LaPlain City Council regular meeting of Tuesday, November 24th, 2009 is called to order at 6:17 p.m. Roll call, please.
City Recorder Luana Garibel.
City Attorney Jeremy Green.
Mayor Kitty Shields.
Councilor Barbara Hitchens.
Councilor Edgar Molina.
Councilor Barbara Floyd.
Mr. Assistant Cuttingly. All right, all staff and City Council are present. Continue on with the meeting. Jeremy, would you like to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Sure. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Okay, we have no added agenda items that have come up since the agenda went out. Unless I'm overlooking anything to discuss, all right. So we will move on to the consent agenda. Bills and invoices. Do I have a motion to approve the consent agenda?
I so move.
I'll second it.
It's been moved and seconded. Roll call vote, please.
Councilor Wood, yes.
Councilor Moynihan, yes.
Councilor Hitch, yes.
Mayor Shields, yes. Good, that's the easiest we've ever done one of those. Appreciate that. All right, next item, number six, contract for web services. This is our annual review on our web services, which is a little late because we got tied up with other things. Luana had provided us with the staff report. Has everyone had an opportunity to read that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Any discussion, questions?
As I have stated in the past many times, when there are more than one combatant for a city contract, we should always stick with the local right here in Lapine person, provided that the quality of the work and the price is relatively the same. So I would agree with staff recommendation that we continue to deal with Little D Technology for just web stuff.
Councilor Moynihan?
I agree.
Councilor Hodges? Did we have any other applicants?
I have made several phone calls for comparison.
Okay. But you didn't ask for applications or...
No, it was
informal solicitation.
Thank you.
Okay.
It's in our staff report in the background.
I guess they're pretty good.
Nobody can do it the way they do it.
Well, tell you what, there's always a lot of complaining and everything going around. We seem to drag our feet on the good things. And Tony, I'm going to have to say, I've been thinking for the past, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks, I need to email Little D and tell him how happy I am with that spam blocker thing. I love it. So now you get a public thank you. Vote of appreciation. And the times, when we've had, when the system's been down and everything, Tony's responsive. He's right there. He gets it taken care of for us. So I also am good with continuing our services with Little D. Now,
a comparison, QVC was down for 5 hours today.
Okay. Again, this is supposed to be an annual review. We did our review today. It's a little later than it should have been. So do we consider it an annual review again from today's date?
From the expiration of the first contract.
Okay. All right. We hope that things will allow it to be that way, that we won't get a whole bunch of other projects. So, I will entertain a motion to renew the contract for web services with Little D Technology.
I would so move.
I'll second it.
It's been moved and seconded. Roll call vote, please.
Councilor Ward, yes.
Councilor Moynihan, yes.
Councilor Hitchens, yes.
Mayor Shields, yes. Motion passes unanimously. Congratulations, Tony.
Thank you.
This is what you get for being a good hard worker. on the ball for us. Okay. Next item, snow removal policy. Jeremy, is that yours or Luana's?
Really could go either way, but what you have in front of you is our snow removal policy and procedures. I think it's self-explanatory, fairly basic, one of our loose ends, and if you approve this today, we can cross this off our things to do list.
If this is approved now, today, for 2009-2010, this is going to stay in effect
until you must
theoretically forever, or until global warming is so bad that it stops snowing, right? We're not going to have to go back and do this.
This isn't an annual review, no. The last paragraph identifies, obviously, the ability for either the city council or the city recorder to modify it as necessary or appropriate, but once it's adopted, it will go indefinitely until there is some action to modify or alter it.
Okay, and if this is approved tonight, what is the time frame for Luana to do the bid process and have all the people in place to do the work that's going to be needed to be done, gosh only knows, tomorrow or next month? What's the time frame on that?
Understand, the time frame's out of our hands at this point. It's in the county's hands as far as identifying the roads. As I promised at the last city council meeting, the agreement was sent over to the county. We have been exchanging in some dialogue with the county as to what roads we're going to be assuming on their behalf. And there has been some confusion as to those roads, and it just so happens that their road department director, Tom Bluse, is out on vacation this week.
Yeah, I've heard that story before, too.
Yeah. So the bottom line is, what we ultimately concluded, actually, before the city council meeting, in order to make this process go relatively smoothly, Luana's going to contact Tom Bluse next week. She's going to get the roads finalized, and as soon as those roads are finalized, the agreement can be signed. And immediately thereafter, we already have the solicitation prepared. It's ready to go. The solicitation will go out.
What do we do in the meantime if the time frame from the county is a little on the slow side, which of course they're never ever slow, and we need to plow the roads that we're responsible for? Then what do we do?
We've got an option, and the option is that we just basically disregarding the county roads at this point, and we send out the solicitation as it relates to only the city roads. And we can do that. The problem is, we actually then would have to go out and send potentially another solicitation out as it relates to the county roads, which is the very issue that we tried to avoid. I mean, that's why there's been this delay. It costs extra money. It creates complication in the solicitation process. So what we had envisioned was having it all done at one time, keeping it smooth, doing one solicitation that encompassed both county roads and city roads, and having contractors lined up to take care of both.
Well, is there any way that you can put some kind of pressure on the county to follow through in a timely fashion?
We've done so.
And what is that?
We have their response and their promise. When Tom Bluse is back, we will get the final destination along the roads.
Hopefully next week.
He's back Monday.
He's back Monday. Tom is generally
here. The only person in the county to shoot to make a decision on a road plan. I find that hard to believe.
The county council is in fact, he identified it in an email he sent to me today that he does not want to commit to signing this agreement unless Tom Bluse buys off on it.
Well, so I would recommend that we
approve it
and get going. It's going to snow here pretty quick.
I know.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Well, and with city council direction, we can change direction. I mean, that's possible. I don't want to suggest that it's not possible. We can. It creates some complications, some additional effort on staff's part. But it's an option for you. But we've always had that option. That's what's frustrating. If we now go that other direction, my question is, why didn't we do that a long time ago? See what I'm saying? We waited so that we didn't have to go and create complication as it relates to the solicitation process.
Do the best you can.
I think that's what we're doing.
And it's just a matter of days now.
It is. Okay. We're not talking a long time at all.
Okay.
Right. We just want to get this in place, that it will be there. We don't have to do this again next year or any year after, unless someone decides on major changes.
It's easy for me to say, but we waited this long, and prudence would suggest that we do it right, and we do it right the first time.
Okay.
up every morning. Did you have questions?
No, I just said I agree.
Oh,
do
okay.
it right the first time. Definitely.
Well, that's what this will do.
Well, I was just going to say, if you approve this today, what I would suggest is, Luana, get this up on the website. We get it out so people know we've got this in place. And it's, you know, obviously informative. It does identify what we're asking of the public by way of removing vehicles from streets and so on. So,
so how long is the RFP process?
We're going to do an informal solicitation, and so I believe Luana is contemplating a one-week turnaround time. The solicitation will presumably, cross our fingers, go out on Tuesday or Wednesday, and we have a response time by the following Tuesday or Wednesday, and contractors lined up shortly thereafter. The contract for the contractors is already done, so all of the infrastructure is in place.
And in our motion, we don't also need instructions from Luana to get the contract out, or do we?
I would actually like your motion, if you approve this snow removal policy, to either in a separate motion or in the same motion, authorize Luana to complete the solicitation and sign the contracts with the contractors. If you want this,
yes.
You can approve or authorize Luana to select the contractors and sign the contracts with those contractors, rather than have to take the solicitations back to the city council.
Okay.
So the very best scenario for this whole thing is sometime beginning the second week of December, when this would kick into effect and we would actually be doing the work.
2 weeks.
We're cutting it pretty close.
Yeah.
Who are the contractors who will be doing it?
There are a few that showed up at an informational meeting we had last month. I don't know what, 3 to 5 is the number.
We're having lists of about 8 or 9
Do you want to hear the names? Would you?
No, are they local or?
They're all local.
They have to be.
Do you pick from one? Of course, one of those.
Well, actually, our thought process on that is to select. Well, it's in the snow policy, but we have broken out the city's snow removal obligations into 3 sections. Mm-hmm. And I think what we were thinking tentatively was that we select a contractor for each section and have 1 or 2 alternates.
Okay.
And I think the contractors like it because then they know that if they get that section and it snows and we call them out, it's going to be their job to do it. There is some what is the word? I'm looking for. Well, no, some assurances that in fact they're going to have that work.
Okay, good.
There's a commitment from the city that they'll be the ones doing that work.
Any other questions?
No.
Okay, this could be a very long motion, so we're looking.
Just do it in the 2 separate.
2
ones.
Of them. Okay. So need a motion to approve
the snow removal policy.
Just simply to approve it?
Yep.
Okay. All right. I will entertain a motion to approve the snow removal policy.
I would so move.
I'm seconded.
So it's been moved and seconded. Roll call vote, please.
Councilor Ward, yes.
Councilor Mullin, yes.
Councilor Hastings, yes.
Mayor Shields, yes. Motion passes unanimously. All right. Then, also,
when is our next city council meeting?
The 9th of December, the town Wednesday. Because you can make it on Tuesday.
We could actually do the contractor selection on Wednesday, assuming all this works out well. You could do the contractor selection for the snow removal on the first meeting in December.
Okay. That sounds good.
Okay. That way you can actually see the bids. You can follow me. We're going to be able to do it from a timing standpoint. It's not going to slow things down if you wanted to be involved in that selection process.
Okay.
So it'd be December 5th?
9th. I think. Can you check the calendar, please?
Wednesday.
Yep.
Good night.
Okay, we're not that's the first meeting.
Not to have it on Tuesday.
Not that,
that
one.
Week.
But the, okay.
Following one.
Okay, so what's the motion that we need now?
Well, I don't think you need, you don't need a motion if we're going to bring it back to the city council.
Okay.
We've got it. She's our, she didn't need, she doesn't, okay. One, it does not need direction to do a solicitation.
Right.
But what she would need approval or authority to do would be to actually sign the contracts and select the contractors, but it sounds like we'll bring it back to the city council.
Okay. Did I understand the next council meeting will be on a Thursday?
No, it'll be on a Wednesday, December 9th.
Wednesday?
Yes.
You didn't have a calendar for December yet, do you?
Apologize?
You want to send it in front of me and I'll always look up there.
I thought I heard that November and December, they were both on Tuesday.
They were, but Jeremy cannot make the December 8th meeting, so we'll have to have that December 9th.
You can do it on the 8th, I don't need to do that, it's up to you.
Messing with my brain here.
I believe
it's fine.
Yeah. No, we, I think we all got that information.
What
I was aware of.
That would be on the Wednesday?
Yes. Wednesday for the first one and Tuesday for the second one in December.
No, that was nobody got it.
No, it was on our calendar. Well, I'll have to look back in my last packet. I'm sure that we got another one.
Next meeting, December 9th, Wednesday.
Okay. All right.
To be clear, why we're actually bringing it back to the city council rather than have Luana do it, it's because Luana is not sure that the contracts are going to be under the $5,000 threshold.
Oh.
So we want to, if we're not sure, it's best to do it with the full city council as the review board.
Well, it depends on following along with the county road.
And we don't,
how that's going to
affect it.
Yeah.
All right. We have no other matters on the agenda tonight. So, we will move on to public comments for items not on the agenda. Yeah, we did. Didn't we?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sleeping.
I was sure that we did. It just seemed too easy because I was ready for a nice long motion and then we didn't do it that way. All right. We have a larger turnout here than usual, which I appreciate. I like seeing people show up. Bring your friends and neighbors next time. We do try to keep, I don't obviously know how many people are going to want to comment, but we do try to keep comments to down to 3 minutes or less for each individual. So keep that in mind whenever you have a comment, or if you have a series of comments, be sure that you word it so you can get it all in. We have to do this in the interest of time. And generally, this is considered public comment, not a question and answer situation. If there's something that you would like an answer on, once in a while, if it can be like yes or no real quick, we can do that. But if there is something that you want a more detailed a response on, let's not say answer, let's say a response, then you should bring it to staff who will get it out to council in their next packet. And I anticipate we're probably going to get some comment on whether to hire a manager or an administrator or take whatever steps we're going to take in that direction. I would love to get those comments in writing. If you want to comment on something real quick tonight, sure, you would like to hear that too. But I would love to get those comments in writing since this is going to be an ongoing process while we determine what our needs are and everything. And when we have those things in writing that can go in counselor packets, that's a better assurance to you that it's not going to be in one ear and out the other. Counselors will have it to read and review and consider. So with that...
Do you think that's necessary because it would be on record?
Well, no, it's not necessary. What I'm asking, this is obviously a topic of concern to the citizens, and so I don't want it just on record for the benefit of the citizens. I want more assurance that counselors are going to have this in front of them and will be seeing
it.
All right. Public comments for items not on the agenda. Anyone? All right, your name and address.
I can never appreciate how hard it is for people in our area who do not have a computer. Mine went down about 2 weeks ago. And so without having the ability to go online and to email friends and neighbors and everybody else to find out about meetings, I was unaware of this meeting. I also really rely upon notices in the Frontier and Wi-Fi's and things like that. And to the best of my knowledge, there was no meeting notice of this meeting tonight at all. And so by virtue of phone calls, that's how I think most of us are here tonight. And I'm really saddened that the community may not have realized that the meeting was on a Tuesday night this time instead of a Wednesday, because I sure wasn't aware, and I pay pretty close attention to things. So I am wondering maybe there is a process in place that I am unaware of. So let me ask that way. If there is a process in place by which agendas could be ready at a certain time each week or every other week, so for sure it gets into deadlines, especially for our Frontier and our Wise. A lot of people read those. And I simply didn't see the meeting noticed this time.
Okay, those are all good points.
Frontier?
No. Okay.
I did not get it out until Friday. I was by myself all last week.
That's right.
And I apologize.
Extenuating circumstances. Normally we do try to get them out. Thank you. And like I said, we don't try not to get into question and answer, but this should be real quick. Our change in meeting schedule was posted on the website.
The 1st of January last year.
Yeah, long time ago. So it's been
posted
there.
Posted for a year.
Yeah.
It's posted on some of the posting boards, too.
Okay, yeah. But again, simply, there's a lot of people who don't have computers. They don't have access to that. So the weekly meeting notices and the papers are even more important.
They are, and we'll pay extra special attention to trying to get... It's always the council, the staff's priority to get these agendas and notices in the Frontier, but sometimes their deadline for when it has to go in doesn't quite match up with when we can get everything together. Real quick, Verona, one more time, could you state all of the places around town where they are posted?
City Hall Window, Ace Hardware, the Library, and Wiki of Junction Store. We have our own board.
Okay, with the weather and everything that we had this weekend, a lot of people didn't get out and didn't take the chance to go out on those roads. Okay, to go out and if we have the certainty that those notices will always be posted on such and such a date, okay. But if we were expecting those on maybe Wednesday or Thursday, they didn't get up till Friday.
Yeah. Okay, again, we do have, the staff has target dates before the meetings, and, you know, sometimes it just doesn't work that way. All we can do is apologize
always, fortunately, we always get it out within legal guidelines for giving notice. And staff does try really, really hard to get these out on the number of days that we've determined ahead of time that we like to get them out. You had a comment or question?
My name is Vicki Jackson. I live at 17346 Main Court. I think most of you know me. I'm a real estate broker for Prudential. I've been in the city, working in the city since 2007. I started with Dan Barcos at Gilchrist Real Estate, which I did put on my email to you. I'm public about what I do. My information records request from the town hall meeting, you know that people want to know when the meetings are. They've already said that they'd like to have a city manager. We're told it's not in the budget, which is fine. And the reason I asked for the invoice for the $13,000 is to really see what the attorney's working on. I pulled minutes from 2007. We had Christine Nelson. The attorney fee then was, I believe, maybe $6,000 at most. And I'd like to see a report that you did showing how much it won't save us by getting a city manager. You're saying we spent more. I'd like to see that. But the only reason I asked for the invoice, I was the CAG treasurer, and I handled the bills paid by our attorney, which we overturned the local rule. And usually on the invoice, it has line items, who they talk to. It doesn't have specific attorney-type privilege. I'm not an attorney, I'm just a real estate broker. So that was my initial request for it. And as you know, I was given four line items, and that was it. And then I came back and asked for some line item, you know, totals. And then I was told that I had to pay the $100 because to me you would be able to just line out very easily. The second thing is I asked for the contract. First I was told you had no contract. Then I was given this other letter that you did for 2007. There's from February 2007, Stu did sign an employment agreement with you. It's in the minutes. And if that's confidential, then I understand why you can't have it. So you'll have to let me know about that. So I am the one. Please ask me any questions you like. My motives, strictly, are I want to do what's best for the pie. When Christine Nelson was here, she had your goals, and actually she has the goals of the council, the city manager, and the court. It's right here if you'd like to see it. So as far as not knowing what your goals were, it's right here if you refer back to 2007. And the other thing I have is on the job descriptions, I know you had them in 2007. So that's the only reason why I'm asking for that. I really do believe when you had Christine Nelson, she did come in different meetings to keep us updated as far as what the council is working on. But there's a lot of things you're working on in 2007 that you're still working on that we've done. So my only concern is to help the city of La Pine find out, you know, what's going on, because I personally, as a real estate broker or even city manager, I'm judged on what I accomplish, not just continuing on. I would stay in real estate, I wouldn't do that, but if you hired somebody that was, their performance and pay were based on accomplishments, you wouldn't have this problem. You'd have clear direction, somebody experienced, somebody that's already ran a city. And to me, you would be able to flip out, you know, if somebody asks for the invoice, it's right here. If it's, you know, available to give. Yeah. So ask me any questions you'd like. I'd be happy to answer them. Thank you.
Okay.
That was very good. That, and you did that in less than 3 minutes.
Just
very organized.
Vicki, an employment contract, it wouldn't be an employment contract, but an independent contractor agreement with our firm in the city would not be confidential.
Okay.
So if it exists, if it did exist,
it's in the minutes here.
It doesn't exist as far as what you're referring to. What we have by way of an agreement is our RFP.
Okay.
And this original city council and the lead attorney, if you will, with our firm, Bob Loveland, who was the lead city attorney as well initially, there was an understanding that what was in our RFP was the agreement. By acceptance of the RFP and the terms of the RFP, that was the agreement that had been established. And if you, I don't know if you received the RFP, but the RFP details.
I have your RFP.
Good. So the RFP details, you know, hourly rate and who would be working on the files, mm-hmm. what our expectations were. That the understanding was that that encompasses what would be in our professional services agreement. Now, there are things in there that obviously we're not doing. In that RFP, there's a 4% annual increase on our hourly rate, which we have never done. But anyway, my point is that was the understanding of the expectation. So you have what we would consider our agreement with the city.
Okay.
There is no separate employment agreement or separate independent contractor agreement that I'm aware of.
Okay. In the notes here, it says Mayor Martinez stated he engaged in an agreement with our new legal counsel.
And
that's it.
That's exactly it.
Okay.
That's it. You've got it in your possession. There's no reference in that minute, in those minutes, to a separate agreement because there was no separate agreement performed. Bob Loveland is an attorney that's been here for, been practicing for 30, 35 years, if not more. And the way that he does business, not necessarily the way that all attorneys do business, but he's from the old school. He believes in trust and more or less an agreement based on the party's understandings and expectations. And I believe that it was understood both with the city council and Bob Loveland that there was no need to do that. If the firm, by virtue of what we put in that writing, was accepted with the city, that's what we would do. And in fact, in response to that, or as I should say, in further evidence of that, we didn't put in writing our willingness to do 10 months worth of legal services at no charge, but without payment. That was verbal. That was something that we both agreed upon with the city council. So the long and short answer is that is the agreement that's in place.
Okay, so there's no contract, because this is,
that is
contract.
The,
to have a contract, even in real estate, you have to have both parties sign. So you're telling me that you're not going to say
that's
here.
That's not true, but we'll talk about it later. But anyway, I'm just getting to your point about this lingering contract being in place. There's no such thing. That's it. As far as the invoices are concerned, obviously you've heard our exchange of dialogue on the invoices.
So we're not, okay.
And on our invoices, it does have a description of what work we provide. It's for the client. The client needs to know what exactly we're doing, how much time we spend on it, and what the related charges are. So, and there's been no indication or suggestion that I've heard that the city's not willing to give those to you.
Okay.
Mrs. Mayor, may I make a real fast, less than 1 minute comment?
Sure.
Okay. In the email that you sent out this week to all of us, you stated that the yearly legal services for our attorneys is $120,000 a year. Pretty close. And that accounts for half of the income of the city.
From the taxes.
Exactly. Exactly. Where did you get your dollar numbers from? Because the income for the city of La Pine for this budgeted year is $837,338.
Yeah.
So
just
to clarify a point,
sure.
You're completely inaccurate on your numbers.
Well, it's not the entire income. It's from the taxes that you collect from the property owners. From the $800 or $900 amount you're talking about is these grants.
No. You state half the income. The income for the city is over $800,000. And I don't charge you for that. All I want to do is clarify that your numbers are not correct.
Okay, let me correct it. It's half of what you collect from the taxpayers right now.
Okay, we got that first.
Okay, that's not correct either.
Okay.
Would you do me a favor, if you can remember, which you probably can, everything that you stood up and said, and type that out and email it to us. It's
sure.
I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Sure, because that helped, to clarify, give us a better understanding of just, why you want certain things, which helps us to understand what we can give you that may not be as complicated and as time-consuming as we thought. And some of it maybe I can even get to you, which will be at no charge. I'll just do it. It just depends on what I think I can help you with.
Sure.
And really, Vicki, the city has no desire to make this adversarial. We want to produce the documents. We have an obligation to do that. And so just when you request, be forthcoming, tell us what you need. We'll get that information to you as long as it's not exempted otherwise.
Okay. Are we also, with the budget, or even the agendas, are all the agendas filed in, are all the files in the city of La Pine? So if somebody was looking at the minutes and said, gee, I'd like to see that agenda packet, is that open to the public or not?
Why wouldn't it be?
Well,
I don't know.
There's
agendas and minutes are...
Of course, it has to be
the
packet.
The backup. The packet.
She's asking for the packet. As long as it's not exempted from the public records request disclosure report, absolutely, it would be available. Yeah.
Okay. My name is Karen Ward. I live in the city of Lapine. I need a clarification on why the infrastructure that I'm listening to is that everybody thinks that a city manager runs a city, because they do not. Those people that you voted upon run the city, I hope, because that's the taxes I pay, and that's the people that represent me, not somebody, and excuse me, ladies, you do a wonderful job as far as their staff. But that is what Christine was a staff member, and that is what the next city manager, consultant, whatever it is, that's what that person will be. Not a person that comes back and runs the city. She may come back and give them an idea, a direction, something that's happening, but she doesn't run the city. Am I incorrect on that?
That is true. Staff works at the pleasure of the council. Is sure. Her, yeah, that is correct.
Thank you.
Thank you for that.
City council established policy and staff administers.
Right. Anyone else?
I just have a short question. I'm Pam Cosmo, and I live in Lapine, outside Lapine. When we're going through the process of looking at different consulting firms to get the planning commission going, it seems to me, as I dimly recall, because my mind is, you know, gone, but that we ended up hiring this firm, and we paid them something, or we're going to pay them something on the order of $35,000 or something like that to be consultants to help do this comprehensive plan. And part of their duties, as it seems to me, was that they were supposed to come up with a lot of this infrastructure kind of stuff, you know, that you've been struggling with, you know, to answer a lot of these kinds of questions, you know. It seems to me that they were going to look at other towns and have other things, and I know how they did their comprehensive plan, but also to help you with you know, the structure of the city. And I'm sort of surprised that they haven't seemed that you haven't gotten any help from me. I mean, it doesn't sound to me like they've done too much in terms of helping them out with at least that part of it. Maybe that part of it wasn't there. But the other thing is, I've got 2 points. That one, and also, in terms of your goals for the next year, are you incorporating what the people on the planning commission are also, you know, for the city are also talking about, so that you know, the two are working together? That's all.
As far as the consultants working on the comp plan, that's just comp plan, correct?
Yeah.
That's all that was ever meant to be.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and a lot of the structure is in the city charter, which we don't have. In the city charter, so we, in the absence of that, then the guideline is the ORS. And the ORS is really very vague, and it can very short sentences.
Right. So that's a different process. That's something else we'll get into. Anyone else? Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I was just doing. Oh, I'm Sandra Jones. I live in Lapine. And anyway, when I was listening to that about the operating procedures, and I'm presently taking I'm getting my MBA online at the University of Phoenix, and I'm not running for the job, but I'm saying that we are about to learn about operating procedures. All of the stuff that I have to learn through this MBA, you would think that a manager would be one that would help with writing procedures, and that's what we're supposed to be able to do. A lot of, or help people that are professionals in certain areas write the procedures. Let's say it's human resources, and the manager would work with them to write the procedures for that department. So from what little I know nothing about running a city. I'm not going to say I do, but and a manager would be someone that would be interested at least in helping assist with procedures.
Okay.
It's in writing.
Thank you.
Hi, Dan Barker with Chamber. Kind of along with the lines that Sandy's talking about there, it's really interesting that within probably the last 12 months, the Parks District has done a strategic plan, I believe. They've actually done some planning anyway. They're hiring a manager. The fire department is hiring a manager. The home health or the health clinic that just went nonprofit is highly structured and has gone through some strategic planning and organization. Our chamber is getting ready to revisit our strategic plan. We just had a meeting with the school district at a chamber breakfast, and they were talking about how they're continually revisiting their strategic plan, and they focused on going from good to great, or something like that, over the last little period. And my point is, there's a lot of, in the four leadership group and all the work they're doing and the training we're taking there, in the process of all this structuring and planning and improvement that's happening, there's a lot of opportunities to attend some of them or to visit with some of the facilitators or attend some classes like Barbara and I just did on effective leadership training. And I would just say maybe there's some ways that we could tap in locally or make some connections with some of the facilitators that are helping and have helped with some of these organizations. And I understand that city may be a little different than some of these, but probably not a lot different because you still got to get to a structure. You have to establish your goals, your processes, your ways to go. And we all have recognized that we have to go there. And the city is just so young yet, still in that process and needs probably all the help they can get. And so I was just going to suggest that, you know, if we could keep you abreast of any opportunities and if you, you know, could take advantage of those, we would be happy to do whatever we can. Because for me, a lot of it is just getting familiar with what really makes sense and what has worked in the past. A little bit of a concern I have regarding the process that Doug mentioned, and I think it's good to a large extent, visiting other cities. But our city is different, and we do have different challenges. Now, every city has to go through something similar, but eventually I think it comes down to really realizing what Lapine needs and, you know, how we can go from where we're at to where we want to be. And I'm not sure we know where we want to be. So really, that's what I'm saying. Look, maybe we can figure out a way to work together. If you guys are all open, I'll feed everything I can and ask my friends to feed everything that they can to you for opportunities to kind of get, to accelerate maybe the process.
Email is a wonderful thing. All suggestions and comments, again, it goes back to getting it in writing, then it can be before the
everybody.
The council in a staff report. It's always in front of us. We can
look. So there's a four leadership group starting up that we're recruiting for now. So hands.
We have nothing else to do.
Well, it's not. I know we all have other things to do, mm-hmm. but this becomes a priority, and that's the one thing that I think is hard. I've had to take. I put about 12 extra hours in a week beyond what I'm supposed to just to do these things,
right.
And I think that when we're building, we all have to do those things.
Right.
So okay. Just yeah. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Dan.
Yep.
Anyone else?
I second his motion. I think that it's a perfect idea, and I'll be willing to help the city in any way I can, if there's any areas, because I'm very interested in that.
Well, maybe the two of you could talk to each other so that we don't get duplicate information and such.
Speaking of email, I got a notice the last time that there was going to be a city council meeting, and I think the time before that, but I didn't get anything for today.
Okay, which... Patty was on vacation. My email listing was a little bit different from hers.
Okay, so you guys will coordinate on that.
All right. Do you have my password still to get on my computer? Because maybe you should send them from my computer in those situations.
Yeah. And that's just... Well, you guys can coordinate on that during your staff time. Thank you. Thanks for bringing that up. Okay, we'll move on to staff comments. You have nothing for us?
Gosh.
Okay. Patty?
Just happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
Well, thank you. All right, we'll move on to council comments.
Oh, my turn.
Yeah, we'll let you start first, by
you. Thank you very much. I attended the last COAC meeting on the 12th up in Redmond. For those of you in the audience who don't know what COAC is, that's Central Oregon Area Commission on Transportation. And it's made up of all the cities from Madras to Lafayette, Prineville, Sisters, and ODOT. And it's their job to put together a yearly wish list of highway projects that they would like the legislature to fund. This is just this is one half of a sample of things that they want to do. Pertaining to La Pointe, there's two projects going on here. One is the Wickiup Junction new interchange. That's a $36 million project. It is currently on the number two spot for approval in 2011. Providing everything goes correctly and the legislature funds the $36 million, that will happen maybe in 4 years from now. That will be a reality. The other one is the Highway 97 First Street total disaster mess on the corner there that we have been diligently, all of us, fighting with ODOT on that. We have got a little bit of movement. They have moved the project up from number 61 on the list to number 15, again for the 2011 budget process, but they have stipulations. They estimate that that project will cost $1.2 million. They want us to put up $400,000, and I told them we can use our Visa cards.
Yeah.
And they want the county to put up $400,000. And they'll put up the rest. Well, that's just a negotiating point, is all that is. We have made an impression. We got help from Representative Gene Weinstadt at the meeting. He stood up and gave his support to us to have that done. He was highly critical of ODOT because he thinks that's a tremendous safety problem there. We had a representative from the governor's office. She felt the same way. Hopefully something's going to happen on this, but it's quite frankly going to take a whole lot more work and well, quite frankly, I've been just raising hell with them. and hopefully it'll work. That's it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Councilor Lynn.
I attended the local meeting, which is the Central Oregon Cities Organization. And it's the same cities, the Sisters, Prineville, Bend. And the main topic was water and the Deschutes River Council, that COAC has received permission to put on a municipal representative, and which is a good thing. But being that La Pointe as a city doesn't have the district underneath it, they didn't consider it. But when they made the motion, then I said, when La Pointe does or if acquires those utilities, that we also be considered and put in motion for that seat. It's primarily comprised of the larger irrigation districts. And it is really important that they have a municipal representative on there to, if they, because of the water rights. Water rights are a hot topic and they're getting to be scarce. So we need to stay on top of that.
Thank you. Councilor Hedges.
I attended the community meeting that Dan organized. And that was very interesting. There weren't a lot of people there, but I think that we got a lot done. We got a lot of signatures and people interested in helping out with the 100-year celebration. And then the Ford Leadership meetings that were excellent. I got a lot out of those, and I would like to see something done with the city council for leadership to get us on the same page and everybody working together. And the rest of the time I had fun. So.
And of course there are League of Oregon City's trainings for counselors.
Mm-hmm.
And we do need to look into that. Go ahead.
Stacy, who facilitated the board meetings, also is available. She's excellent too. So we could find out from all of them, you know, what the cost would be or however it works.
Yeah. And League of Oregon Cities will even come here. I don't know what the criteria are or what it costs or whatever. But I'd like to have Beth look into that, just find out what they could offer to us in the near future for counselor training. Anything else?
No, that's all for me.
And I just realized that I just totally ignored Jeremy for staff comments. Counselors Mullanan and Hedges and I all went to the dedication for the newest Habitat for Humanity house in Lapine. And that's, boy, I tell you, those guys, they really put on a nice dedication. It was a very welcoming thing for everyone. It was one of those real, I think, meaningful community feel-good things. It was a nice thing to have attended. I didn't go in and tour the house because I was out there with my Pulaski chipping into the roads to see how far the frost was down, so to see if we could get some road work done. But I guess these gals went in and mm-hmm. toured the house.
It was really nice.
Yeah. The only thing I noticed that night when I was thinking about it, there is no garage or carport, so I think we need a barn building. Community.
Okay. Yeah. And you're going to head that out?
I have two hammers and a saw. That's all I have left.
All right. I have nothing else. I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
I shall move.
Seconded.
And moved and seconded to adjourn. Roll call vote, please.
Councilor Ward, yes.
Councilor Mullanan, yes.
Councilor Hitchens, yes.
Mayor Shields, yes. Well, meeting is adjourned at 7:11 p.m.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Hey, Dan, don't run off. I have a question for you.
Yes, it's